Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Would you turn and find that for me, please? We began last Friday on a new series we're calling, well, I actually changed the title this week, you know. I can do that. We're just calling it now, The Wisdom of God. The Wisdom of God. Ministers know what I'm talking about. You know, some people, they just plan everything out and they just stay right with it. But I prepare the best I know how, and then we launch out. And then a lot of times I find out about it, like I'll tell them, no, you know, change the title on that one last week. That's not what it was. I gave them a title, but it was the wrong one. And we thought I was going to emphasize this, but we found out we should emphasize the other. Proverbs 4, beginning in verse 1, this is our main text passage. He said, "Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and he said to me, let your heart retain my words and keep my commandments and live." Get wisdom. Everybody say, get wisdom.
Get wisdom.
Get understanding. Say that.
Get,
he said, "Forget it not, and neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee." What will preserve you?
Wisdom.
"Love her, and she'll keep you." What will keep you?
Wisdom.
Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Well, now that's a big statement, isn't it? But you know it's true. Therefore, do what? That's about the third time we've heard that, right? Get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. There's an emphasis on get it. Look at your neighbor, say, get it.
Yes.
Well, get what? He said, get wisdom, get understanding. Get it. If the Bible says get it, what should you do?
Get it.
So we began last Friday on a quest to get it. Right? God said get it. And we know he wouldn't have told us to get it if we couldn't get it. So we must be able to get it. So we're going to get it. We're going to get the wisdom, get the understanding. Will our life be any different? I mean, just right here, what did he say? This will preserve you. This will keep you. Now he goes on to say, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all you're getting. Get understanding. Exalt her. She'll promote you. What will promote you?
Wisdom.
How many like promotion?
Yeah.
Certainly everybody likes promotion. So what should you be interested in?
Wisdom.
You know, pressuring somebody to promote you.
No.
You know, crying and asking everybody why they don't acknowledge your gift.
No.
That's not wisdom. That's dummy. That's being foolish, right? The opposite of wisdom is being foolish or being a fool. And people, you know, they don't even like the sound of that. But you've been a fool before. And so have I. And if we walk with God and done what he said, then we've been wise before. Now what we want to do is eliminate the fool stuff. And just do the wise. And get those results. He said, exalt her, she'll promote you. She will bring you to honor when you do embrace her. She'll give to your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to you. And it goes on. But we see from this text, and this is what's stirring in our heart, we believe it's the leading of the Lord for us for right now, to get wisdom. So we are pursuing wisdom. Now to review a little bit from last week, we went into some detail about what is wisdom. You know, defining wisdom. We said the word foolish is from the word we get our word moron from. You know, a lot of words that we have, they have Greek roots. And To be foolish means to be dull and heedless. I'd say it like this, unaware and unresponsive. Did you get that? And don't just have shock from the word foolish, and don't just automatically get mad if you say, well, did Brother Keith call me a fool just now? I'm not calling you a fool or me a fool, but the Bible calls people who do certain things fools. So if the shoe fits, you know, well, that's where it is. And I am not telling you to go around and confess, I'm a fool. No, no, no. Even if you did something really dumb, you need to open your mouth and say, I have the mind of Christ. He's been made unto me wisdom. Right? And it will appear that you're calling those things that be not as though they were at times. But that's all the more reason to do it and do it moreover. But we got to have some mind renewal on this word fool. A lot of times people just even shudder when they hear the word, and it's like you're cussing them or you're trying to cuss somebody else. No, you have done foolish things. And I have done foolish things. We need to identify it, though, and get free from it and grow up beyond it. Now, two things. Have you heard what a fool is? Unaware. And that definition said heedless. Another way of saying it, you didn't take heed, you didn't respond, and you didn't respond correctly. So the wise man is aware. And the wise man responds and responds correctly. So we're believing God for awareness. And we're believing God to show us how to respond in every situation. Now, the word wisdom, you know, in looking it up, there's so many people who give their definitions of things. And if you're not watchful about it, you'll just take something that somebody else said like it's truth. But you need to always take things back to the Word, back to the Bible. And where did it come from? And in looking up definitions from the original words, one of the main words that I have been able to find is the word skillful. Everybody say skillful.
Skillful.
What is wisdom? Wisdom is being skillful. Now, I think you can see from some other scriptures we're going to get into, it's being skillful with knowledge. And skillful with understanding. It's becoming skillful. And listen to this definition that I found from a scholar from many years ago. Well, it made a contribution. Actually, this one is in Vines. He said that in the day of the language, as best they could find out, that wisdom was viewed as a mastery of the art of living in accordance with God's expectations. A mastery of the art of living in accordance with God's expectations. I like that, don't you? A wise person is, and it went on to say that this wasn't viewed as just an accomplishment, but as a process. And how many believe you can be more wise next year, the Lord tarries is coming, than you are this year? And you don't get to the place where that's it, you've reached total wisdom now. No, you are growing in this and developing in the mastery of living life. He said God's expectations. I'd say it like this, according to God's standard. You're mastering the art of living according to God's standard, what He says abundant life is. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Now see, a fool, man or woman, male fool or female fool, will bump through life never even aware of God's standard of abundant life. And if they hear it, they won't respond correctly to it. I have to watch about getting ahead of myself here now. You know, you want to rush to what you feel like is the juicy part. But you might not have seen all those thousands of scriptures I saw before I got to that. So we got to, you know, build towards it. So help me out. Wisdom, one definition. I like the word skillful. I think that's one of the most accurate roots of the concept. being skillful, becoming skillful. You know, many times it talked about craftsmen, people who worked with wood and worked with silver and were artisans and masters of their craft. And the Bible said God put his wisdom in them. Well, see, then they developed highly in skill and mastery of their art. Would God, now let's just stop here. A lot of people think the Holy Ghost only help you to pray, preach, or prophesy.
No.
But go back. Anybody remember Bezalel? Huh? Or Aholiab? Boy, see, we got to read our Old Testament for sure. I mean, people look like, who? He live in Branson? No. Bezalel. Why is mama name him something like that? Well, Bezalel and Aholiab are mentioned by name in those who constructed some of the furniture of the God's vision that he gave for the holy things. And the Bible said he made them wise-hearted. He put his wisdom in them. He put his spirit on them. He anointed their hands and their minds to work with wood and to work with fabric and to work with skin and to work with stone. How many understand God will anoint your hands? Hold up your hands. He will anoint your hands to do natural things to his glory. Are you with me now? A lot of people don't understand this. They think, well, you know, this, I'm not in church and I'm not prophesying. So they think they're just on their own, best they can do. No. There's wisdom from God to do your job. And can you see that just one revelation of wisdom from God, how to do your job, could be a key to promotion and honor? Can you see we already begin to see some connection here, right? Wisdom. You do it just the same dull way that everybody else does it. Well, why should you be promoted? But God gives you wisdom, gives you insight. And you very humbly come in and say, you know, what if we did this? And I think if we did this, then this could happen. And people begin to see the wisdom of God. And they do it and try it. And oh man, it works better than anything we've ever done before. Well, you're on your way to a pay raise and promotion and maybe your own business. You know, I mean, wisdom promotes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Beginning of Wisdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602B. That's R1602B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.